Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into one of those classic old-school drum and bass tricks that instantly adds life, pressure, and movement to a breakbeat, taking a top loop, surgically editing it in Ableton Live 12, and offsetting it against your main break. This is advanced stuff, but it's not advanced in a flashy way. It's advanced because the details matter. We're talking about tiny timing moves, careful filtering, controlled grit, and making sure every layer has a role. The goal is not to make the drums louder or busier. The goal is to make them feel alive. Old school jungle and DNB work so well because the drums have that slightly unstable, slightly human feel. They're tight, but not sterile. They're locked, but not rigid. A top loop helps with that because it adds hats, ghost notes, shuffle, and little bits of texture around the main break. Then, when you shift that layer just a few milliseconds ahead or behind, the groove starts breathing in a very musical way. So let's build this properly. First, start with your main break. Pick something with character. Amen is the obvious classic, but think funky drummer, hot pants, bongo rock, or a solid modern Amen style break all work. Drag it into an audio track in Ableton Live 12, turn warp on, and get it sitting cleanly at your project tempo. For classic DNB, you're usually around 170 to 174 BPM. For rollers, maybe a touch slower. For jungle, somewhere in that same fast lane. Use Beats Warp Mode for a percussive break, and don't overclean it right away. A little human timing is a good thing. We want the main break to stay as the backbone. That's the anchor. Don't sand off all the personality. Now the next move is to create the top loop. This is where the surgery starts. You can do this a few different ways in Ableton. One way is to duplicate the break and high-pass it aggressively with EQ8 so you're left mostly with hats, ghost notes, snare tails, and shuffle. Another approach is to slice the break to a new MIDI track using transients, then rebuild a loop from the top-end hits. That's often the best route if you want more control, because now you can choose exactly which slices live in the loop and which ones get left out. If you're working with the audio directly, high-pass the duplicate somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz depending on the source. Don't be afraid to go steep if the loop is muddy. The whole idea is that the top loop should behave like a texture layer, not like a second full break fighting your main drums. Now for the real magic, offset. This is the core technique. You're going to place the top loop slightly ahead of the main break, or slightly behind it, depending on the energy you want. If you push it a little earlier, you get urgency, pressure, and a kind of forward lean. If you tuck it a little later, you get weight, drag, and a deeper pocket. For old school DNB, the sweet spot is usually tiny. We're talking about 5 to 20 milliseconds, maybe 1/64th to 1/32nd note territory, depending on the source and tempo. And here's a big coaching point. Judge the offset in context, not soloed. A top loop can sound completely wrong by itself and still be perfect once the bass line and the full drum kit are playing. So always test it with a whole groove. In Ableton, zoom in on the waveform, turn snap off if you need to, and nudge the clip by ear and by sight. Try an offset a little ahead first. Then try the same loop a little behind. Don't make huge moves. Tiny moves first. In this style, the difference between tight and sloppy can be only a few milliseconds. You're not trying to reprogram the beat. You're trying to create controlled friction. Next, use warping like a surgeon. Open the top loop in clip view and set the warp mode to beats. If the source has some tonal bleed and you need to preserve it, Complex Pro can work, but for most top loops, beats is the right place to start. Then go through and place or adjust warp markers around the important transients. Focus on the first hat hit, ghost hits, little swing details, and any spots where the loop drifts. The point here is not to flatten the loop into robotic perfection. It's to preserve its natural bounce while controlling where it lands against the main break. A little instability is a good thing in this genre. Too perfect and the groove goes dead. Now let's clean the layer up. On your top loop, start with EQ8. High pass it hard so the low end stays out of the way. If there are harsh resonances, tame them. Sometimes a top loop gets pokey around the upper mids, especially if there are noisy snares or brittle hats. If that happens, cut a bit around 2.5 to 5 kHz, or wherever the ugly edge is sitting. After EQ, add drum bus for a little attitude. Keep it subtle. We want a touch of crunch, not a destroyed layer. Then use glue compressor to gently hold it together. Only a few dB of gain reduction is enough. You want the top loop to stay rhythmic, not turn into a flat hissy blanket. Utility is also your friend here. If the top loop is too wide or a little facey, reduce the width. If any low end leak through, keep it mono or just remove it completely. The core drum energy should stay centered and club safe. If you want even more character, put a saturator in the chain, either before or after EQ, and add just a little drive with soft clip-on. That can make a dull loop feel more urgent and more jungle-ready. Now, if the loop is too sharp and it's fighting the main snare, that's a sign to back off. In DNB, the snare is sacred. It has to cut. The top loop should frame it, not compete with it. If needed, reduce some upper mid energy, soften the transient with compression, or shift the loop a few milliseconds later. Sometimes even removing one offending ghost hit can solve the problem immediately. Once the cleanup is in place, start listening to the relationship between the two layers. A top loop slightly ahead of the main break feels tense and ravenous. Slightly behind feels deep and rolling. You can even switch the offset direction between sections. For example, you might keep it a little behind in the verse, then push it a little ahead in the drop for more excitement. That contrast can really lift an arrangement. This is also where groove matters. Ableton's Groove Pool is perfect for this kind of work. You can apply a swing or shuffle groove to the top loop and keep the main break a little tighter, or apply a lighter version to both. A really useful approach is to let the main break sit with a modest amount of groove and give the top loop a little more swing, then offset it manually by a few milliseconds. That combo often feels more natural than forcing both layers into the exact same rhythmic grid. At this point, you may hear that the top loop is clean, but maybe it's not dirty enough. That's where Parallel Crush comes in. Create a return track and build a grime send with saturator, overdrive, maybe a touch of redux if you want lo-fi edge, and some compression. Send only a little of the top loop into it. This gives you that old-school grime layer without wrecking the punch of the main drums. Keep the return low in the mix. You should feel it more than obviously hear it. And don't forget stereo control. Main break mostly centered. Top loop a little wider if needed. Ambient percussion or noisy texture can go wider, but stay careful with anything sharp and transient heavy. Big stereo hats can sound exciting in headphones and then collapse badly in a club. So keep the width controlled and intentional. Now let's talk about movement, because a stack top loop gets boring fast. In your arrangement, don't just leave it running untouched for the entire track. Break it up. Bring the full top loop in for 4 bars. Then thin it out. Remove a couple of hat hits. Add a ghost slice on the next phrase. Open the filter slightly on the transition. Drop it out before a breakdown. Bring it back filtered after the drop. The loop should evolve with the arrangement, not sit there like wallpaper. A great advanced move is to automate the offset a little across phrases. For example, bar 1 and 2 can sit tighter to the grid. Then bar 3 and 4 can drift a little later for drag. Then maybe the next phrase gets pulled forward again for urgency. It's subtle, but it makes the drums feel like they're breathing. You can also split the top loop into 2 jobs. One layer can be your cleaner hat and shuffle layer, kept relatively stable. Another layer can be a noisier ghost layer, pushed further off grid and processed harder. That separation gives you much more control over motion and grit. Now let's talk about a couple of practical checks, because these save you from making bad decisions. First, check the groove at different listening levels. At low volume, you can hear whether the top loop still reads as rhythm instead of just hiss. At loud volume, you can hear whether it's fighting the main break. Second, bounce the drum group and listen back to the printed auto. Sometimes what sounds fine live reveals facey edges or timing weirdness after rendering. Printing the drums can expose issues you didn't notice in real time. Also think in rolls. The main break is the backbone. The top loop is motion and texture. If both try to be the lead, the pocket gets confused. Every element should know what job it has. Let's put this into a quick practice exercise. Build a 4-bar drum loop at around 172 BPM. Load your main break, duplicate it, and high-pass the duplicate around 250 HC. Warp the top loop in beats mode. Then try shifting it 8 milliseconds ahead, and then 8 milliseconds behind. Listen to which one feels darker, which one feels more aggressive, and which one leaves the best space for the bass line. After that, add EQ8. Drum bus and glue compressor to the top loop. Send a bit of it to a return track with saturator and redux for parallel dirt. Then make a 4-bar variation. Full loop on bar 1. Remove one hat slice on bar 2. Add a ghost hit on bar 3. And open the filter a little on bar 4. Listen closely to the snare clarity, the hat definition, and whether the loop is adding drive or just noise. If you really want to level up, make 3 versions of the same groove. One version should be tight and clean, with minimal offset and light processing. One should be rolling and uneasy, with a top loop slightly behind and a bit wider. The third should be aggressive and ravey, with the loop slightly ahead, more parallel crush, and more obvious slice edits near the end. Compare which one feels fastest, which one feels heaviest, and which one leaves the most room for the bass. That's the real skill here, not just making a cool loop, but making the right loop for the job. So to recap, take a strong main break, extract or build a top loop from the high-frequency material. Remove the low end, control the transients, offset the loop by just a few milliseconds against the main break. Shape it with EQ, drum bus, glue compressor, saturator, and utility. Add groove and automation so it evolves over time. Keep the snare clear, keep the pocket intentional, and use just enough grime to give it that authentic old-school DNB and jungle energy.